I hear the testimony of Steve Fedeke, and he is going to join our church by letter from Beth Hamidrash Baptist Congregation. We have a letter already from them recommending him to our church. So, Steve, if you would come, tell us of how you're saved and what the Lord has done in your life.
Story?
Yeah, about, you only have about 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh boy, I gotta talk real fast.
Yeah. All right.
Well, before I'd like to give my testimony, I'd like to pray for a little bit. Lord, I thank you for your salvation, Lord, and for who you are to us, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and Lord, I pray that you'd help us daily to walk with you, Lord. Pray that you be with us, Lord, and to lead us into all truth, Lord, and what you have for us, Lord. Lord, as I share this testimony, Lord, I pray that you would guard my tongue, my heart, my mind, Lord. Lord, you don't save us so that we testify to ourselves. You save us that we testify to you, Lord. I pray that you would receive glory and honor through my testimony, Lord, and that this would be used for you, Lord. I pray that you would be pleased with this. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I was raised in the TV generation, the generation where you live for fun. If it feels good, do it. You know, my family, I came from a good home. My parents did a lot of good things with my brother and I. I come from a family where it's just one sibling, one older brother. And my parents would take us camping, they would take us hiking, they did a lot of good things with us, but it was all without God. My parents were raised in Catholic churches. They had rather bad experiences with quote-unquote religion, so God wasn't a part of our lives. But I just always remember, even as a young child, I used to think about the Lord a lot. My earliest memory, one of my earliest memories is when I was 4 years old. And I don't know who told me about God, but someone had told me, shared with me the concept of God. And so I went in my front yard, and I looked up in the sky, and I started screaming as loud as I could, "Hey, God, are you up there? Can you hear me? I want to hear from you," you know. And it wasn't that I just tried to communicate to him. I just remember what I was thinking and my thoughts at that young age of 4, is that God's a person. He has desires like we have desires. He hears us. He can talk to us. And I knew I could hear from him, and I thought, the louder I scream, maybe he'd hear me, you know, because he's way up in heaven, I'm way down on earth. But you know, I didn't. It took a while for me to hear from him. But I just remember that. And as a child, you know, there's times where I think about him, and till age of 11, my parents decided to take us to church once for the first time, the first and last time. And it was a non-denominational church. They had the CCM, and you know, it wasn't conservative. But I remember the preaching. The first time I've heard preaching in my life, granted it wasn't Baptist preaching, it wasn't conservative preaching, but I just remember hearing them talking about God, and I just remember, I want this. At the age of 11, that's what I wanted. And I was so excited to hear that preaching. And my parents never took us back. We left, and I said, I liked it, I want to go back, but they never took us back. Age 13, 14, I started hanging out with the wrong crowd, started making the wrong kind of friends, wrong kind of influences, and you know, the Lord knows who has a tender heart towards him. And Jesus said, no man can come unto me unless the Father draw him. And the Holy Spirit is out there working to draw people who are tender to him, to himself. But Satan knows that too. And Satan is trying to draw those who have a tender heart away from God. And I just saw that as a teenager, just falling into, it was just awful. 13, 14, all the way up until 21, you know, the damage was done. You know, I met Tatiana's mother at that time, and, you know, I started a relationship with her, and, you know, Tatiana was born, and she left, and she just up and, you know, it's gone. And I just remember at the age, I was 22 at that time, and I just remember seeing the consequences of my sin, seeing the consequences of the sin of the people around me and their lies, and just, and thinking, this is it? This is all that life is? Man, if this is what it's like, I want to check out of this place. There's got to be more to life than just this. And I just remember thinking, well, what about God? You know, he's, you know, he must be the answer. If everything else doesn't work, maybe God, maybe he's the way. Maybe he's the answer. And I just remember at the age of 22 thinking, that's it. There's nothing else in life that can bring peace. There's nothing else in life that can bring fulfillment, that can bring joy. And it was that time where I decided to seek God. I had a tender heart towards the Lord all my life, and he's been attempting to draw me, but it was at that point where I decided I'm going to seek him. It's time. And I bought my first Bible. I bought an NIV, because I didn't know the difference. And I sat down, I tried to read it. I remember someone told me, you know, read John, read the Gospel of John. So I opened up John 1:1. Well, this doesn't make any sense. I just tried reading it. I'm like, no, I'm just not getting it. I don't know why. I just don't get it. And I put it down, and I pick it up, and I try to read it again. Just didn't get it. Didn't make sense. And I just struggled. And I thought maybe I need to start going to church. So I decided I'm going to start going to church. So I started driving around looking for churches, and I found a non-denominational church close to my house. And that didn't do it. The same thing. I felt like they never satisfied. It was the CCM. You know, the women didn't dress conservative. It was very worldly. I never heard the gospel. They never took me aside and said, are you saved? Do you want to know what it means to be saved? Have you ever heard the gospel? I never heard that, not once. And I just remember it just seemed so empty, but I wanted to go there because I wanted to hear about the Lord. I wanted to hear about God. I wanted to hear about what he had for me. And I was about 22. I remember on the way to work, I was working in Port Washington. I bought some books about, you know, the Lord, biblical-based books that were audiobooks that I listened to on the way to work. And I think the Lord used that to teach me a lot about himself. But again, they weren't Baptist, they weren't conservative. But, you know, thinking even the Lord used ravens to feed Elijah, you know, they weren't kosher animals by biblical terms. But, you know, God can use many different ways to teach us. And, you know, through that time, I had a real hunger for the Lord. And when I was in my early 20s, I had also, you know, because there was something missing, I was looking for things to fill that void in my life. I joined martial arts, karate. That became kind of like my God. I was so infatuated with that, but it never satisfied. I did things like I was going to, you know, train to run triathlons. I'd run 10 miles a day, you know, eat super healthy. That never satisfied. It never filled that void that was in my life. At the age of 23, I decided I wanted to get baptized at that church because I wanted to experience God at a deeper level, at a fuller level. So I decided I wanted to go get baptized. So they baptized me. Again, they didn't ask me my testimony. Are you saved? Do you know the gospel? Nothing. They just dunked me in water. And I was still just as lost after I got out of the water as before I got in the water. But they never questioned. They never said anything. And I still felt just as empty. After that, I stopped my attendance there. Was drifting. I was going maybe once a month because it was just so empty. And I would sit at home and try to read the Word of God. I'd open it up at periodical times and try to read it. Never made sense. Just tried to read Matthew. I tried to read Genesis. just never clicked. It was like trying to teach a dog algebra. Just, you're just not going to get it, you know? And I just remember at age of 24, experiencing a lot of spiritual resistance in my life, because I knew that I had an idea why, but it was very real to me, the presence of Satan, and then what he wanted to keep me from going to the Lord. It worked for a while. It was terrifying. But after a while, I didn't care. I knew that the only answer was the Lord. Safety is in the Lord. And it caused me to turn to him more and more. The year before I got saved, I had stopped listening to rock music. I started listening to CCM because they sung about God, and I wanted to hear about God. And I had, you know, obviously no discernment because I wasn't saved, but I wanted to hear about God as much as I could. I stopped watching TV, and I started watching VCY because it was the only TV channel that really talked about God. And I didn't watch TBN because, you know, that was the charismatic thing, and I kind of knew that just didn't make me comfortable watching that. So I just watched VCY. And I started ordering books on, you know, Christianity, what it means to be a Christian. Of course, no discernment. You know, so I had books on Catholic books, whatever, anything, because I had that thirst that I want filled. I had a library just full of books, and none of them brought me to the Lord. It was just really empty again. I'd read one book and say, well, that didn't do it. Read another one, well, that didn't do it, and just kept going through them. And I stopped going to karate because I saw that it was vain and empty. There was a lot of sin involved in that, and I didn't want to be part of it. I started to become secluded from my friends and the people around me because the sin that they were involved in. And everyone thought I was crazy, you know, he's just, you know, being religious, you know. But that was just a taste of what was to come. That was nothing, you know. And yeah, I just remember just going online, just seeing what this church, what this organization said about salvation, what it means to know God, what it means to know that you're on the way to heaven, and just searching and just seeking all throughout that whole year. And during the summer, I really, the Lord's presence, looking back, began to get closer and closer throughout that summer. And I just remember just still having that emptiness of looking for something to fill that. I was still running, training for triathlons, and I had sprained my ankle really bad, so I couldn't run anymore. So I had nothing to do but sit at home and watch BCY and read the Word of God. I tried to go, get involved and, do activities like scuba diving, kind of like an adventurous spirit, but I got a really bad ear infection that hurt really bad, so I couldn't do that. So I'm like, well, the Lord must want me to do all these things. So the summer before I got saved, I'd stopped listening to CCM because I started to become convicted over that. That didn't displease the Lord. And I started listening to, liking the music that they're playing on VCY. And I decided I wanted to read the Word of God from cover to cover. And it still made no sense to me. So I got a notebook and I'm like, well, maybe if I write down everything I read, it'll finally make sense to me. And I still have that notebook. I go back to it every now and again to remember, the Lord and how good he's been to me. But the month before I got saved, I just remember, real conviction. I never really had an addictive spirit, praise God, because of all the things I'd been exposed to as a teenager. But I remember after work, we decided we were going to have a football game, all the guys from work. So on a Friday night, we all got together and played football. And afterwards, one of the guys brought out a cooler full of beer. And I was never really a big drinker. I never was really into that. But they said, hey, Steve, you want to have a beer? And I'm like, well, all right. So they handed me a beer. I just remember holding that beer. And I can never forget conviction, real conviction, that grieved the Lord. That hurt him, and I never wanted to do it again. and that reality that Christ died for my sins was on my conscience more and more as a lost person. And I just remember going home after that, and that weekend, and just praying to the Lord, you know, what is truth? I want to know you. I wanted to know you for so long, but where are you? I want to know your word. You know, secular life on TV and school, they teach so much evolution that really caused a stomach block for me. And I was more than frustrated. I was angry. I was like, why? Why the contradiction? Why there's so many different truths? I want to know the truth. I want to know what you say, Lord. And a couple weeks later, it was the VCY rally. I heard about VCY, and it was Dave Benoit preaching on the power of darkness in the last days. And I never heard preaching like that before, and I liked it. And afterwards, he gave kind of like a sinner's prayer type thing, not really, but almost like it. And he's like, if you prayed that prayer, come forward. So I'm like, okay, I prayed that prayer, so I went forward. You know, it was about six of us that went forward. And then afterwards, they took us to the back, and they took me back, and they have, do you have any questions about receiving Christ as your Savior? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't know, I didn't get saved. I didn't understand the gospel, but they had assumed that I'd gotten saved. So they just said, do you have any questions about receiving Christ as your Savior? And I just remember something about, just made me feel very uncomfortable, just seemed very mechanical. I just didn't like it. And I left. I left the room. And afterwards, I was up by where they have the books, looking at the books, and Val came over to me. And she's like, I saw you go forward. I'm like, yeah. And she started, you know, just talking to me. And she asked me if I was saved. And I said, or I think she asked me, are you a Christian? And I said, yeah. And she's like, what's your testimony? And I just kind of, you know, said whatever I thought, you know, might have. Because I thought I was saved. I thought I was a Christian. It was an intellectual thing because I believed God. You know, I believe he existed. I believe that Jesus was God and the Son of God, but I hadn't, well, I wasn't born again. But I just remember her testimony. She was sharing with me with her testimony, and I just remember, boy, that's never happened to me. You know? And it wasn't so much her testimony, but something about her was different. I just remember just seeing a love in her eyes. You know, a sense of compassion. It was so different that the world just doesn't have. And it was just so refreshing to talk to her. And she's like, let me go get my daughter. And Amber came over. And she gave me the Bible tract. And I just remember her asking me, Sue, you going to read it, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to read it. Of course I am. And on the way out, one of the young men from my other church, my previous church, stopped me. And he stopped me and he asked me, he said the same thing. So I saw you went forward. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, so are you a Christian? Are you saved? I'm like, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm saved. And he's like, so what makes you a Christian? I said, well, because I believe God. And he says, well, the devils believe and they tremble. I'm like, well, that's a good point. And he's like, so do you have any questions about this book? And I'm like, boy, do I. And I just started asking him questions and question after question. He was able to give me answer after answer. And not just answer me, but expound. And I'm like, where do you go to church? I want to go where you go. I want these answers. This is what I want. And he said, well, you know, come to church the next day. And that was a Saturday night. And he gave me a Bible tract and took down my number. And he called me Sunday morning. And I went out to church with him. And that's a Baptist church. And Pastor Hatfield was preaching out of Revelation, and I'm just like, whoa, there's something different, and I like it. And he was preaching out of Revelation chapter 12, where the Word of God talks about how the earth will open up, and you know, the creatures will come out, they'll have faces like men, and you know, hair like women, and they'll sting and torment people who don't have the mark of God on their forehead. And I started to think within myself, boy, do I have the mark of God on my forehead? Am I gonna be the ones that's gonna be tormented? You know, if I'm saved, why did I go forward? You know, why don't I have a testimony like Val? Why are these people so different than me? And it began to haunt me that, boy, am I under God's judgment? Am I not saved? And that was, October 2nd was the VCY rally, and the whole, for 10 days, it just ate away at me, just day and night, just, who am I? And the day we got saved, I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. I worked with one of my friends, and after work, we stopped out to get a bite to eat, and I asked him, you know, so Zach, what do you want to do with your life? And he's like, well, I want to have a family and get a farm and have some cows and, you know, just raise a family at a farm. And he's like, then he asked me, so what do you want to do? And I just said, I just want to give my life to God. And after that, I went home, and you may remember what I ate for dinner. I had a big spaghetti dinner. And then after dinner, I just, you know, just felt that it still had that emptiness, that darkness, that, you know, I just never forget that lost person, that emptiness, that dark emptiness that a lost person has, that and just that being haunted by the possibility of being under God's judgment, I'm just like, well, I'll read that tract that girl gave to me. And I went in my room and I sat down and I started reading that tract. And the whole time, from the beginning I opened it, I started to feel uncomfortable. And just read and read and read. And it came to the sentence where it says, you must place your dependency only on Christ for salvation. And I just remember, it was like God, the Holy Spirit, just stepped inside the room. And the room just came, I'm just like, whew. And it was like he put his finger just right on my soul and just opened my eyes. Bing, there it is. And just hell at that moment became so real to me. It was like, whoa. That and the fact that I was so wicked in the eyes of the Holy God, just a wreck. And I'm thinking, this is really bad. And all I remember is the Holy Spirit just pointing me to Christ, just leading me to Christ. Go to Christ. Trust Jesus. And I'm thinking, just the compassion of Him, of the Lord, and that He still loves me. I didn't pray a prayer. I didn't say anything. I just remember believing, just trusting. At that point, it was like, it just stuck. And it was like, I just remember a panic. But, you know, under that conviction. But it was so real. And I just remember, like, all the sins that offended Him the most that He put upon my heart. Like, this makes Him mad. This makes Him mad. This makes Him mad. I'm like, I don't want those sins anymore. I don't want Him anymore. I don't want Him anymore. I don't want Him anymore. Because the realization how it angered Him so much and that judgment that was upon me because of it. And one of them was getting in contact with all the people that I offended and asking for their forgiveness. And I did that one by one. And there's still one man I have to, Lord willing, if I, Lord ever brings him my way, I don't have his phone number. I wish I could track him down. But it was just, I just remember him wanting me to be in a church that preached the truth, preached the Word of God. And I joined Beth HaMidrash. And I called my pastor like 2 hours afterwards. I'm like, I want to join your church. I didn't want to wait. And I just remember just the Lord just turning me towards His Word. And I just remember that whole week for 7 days straight, if I wasn't reading God's word or if I wasn't praying, I was sick to my stomach. I couldn't even eat. I couldn't drink. If I tried, I threw up. I just remember that conviction was so heavy for the Lord to turn me towards His word, to teach me His word, to convict me of my sin, to cleanse me, and everything was so thick and heavy. I'm just going home every night. I'm like, boy, what's inside of me? You know, the Holy Spirit just came and lived in my heart. I'm like, there's something different, but what is it? I had no clue. And just week after week, it was like that. Just that conviction, just that Holy Spirit cleaning me, turning me to His Word. And after a while, I began to open God's Word, and I wouldn't just read one chapter. I'd read two chapters. Then it'd be five chapters. And 15, I'm like, oh, it makes sense now. 20 chapters, like, oh, I'm getting it. This is what, This is what I've been wanting for so long. For so many years, I had tried to understand God's word. It would take me a month just to get through 5 chapters. And one day I'd sit down and read Genesis. All right, Tuesday, Exodus, next day, Leviticus. And just day after day, like chapter after chapter, book after book, I'm like, I love this because it makes sense now. And I was just so excited. And soon after, I know that the Lord wanted me to go out and start sharing my faith. So I go on the street about a month after I was saved. I started going soul winning. Just tell people what the Lord told me. And I'm a piece of, and I'm a Bible tract, you know. And you know, about a year before I got saved, the Lord gave me allowed me to be part of the jail ministry and other ministries in our church. But he's been so good to me. And then to bring me to Amber, it was so neat. You know, one thing at the VC Wild Rally, you know, Val asked, so where do you live? I'm like, well, Genesee Depot. She's like, really? We live in Genesee Depot. And shortly after I got saved, I realized I needed to raise my daughter in a godly home and discipline her the way that God would have me. And there were some conflicts, because I was living with my parents at the time, there's some conflicts with that. So I just decided, well, I'd like to move out and raise my daughter the way God had me to raise her. And then all of a sudden, you know, going to work, I needed someone to watch Tatiana. Then the Lord provided Amber and her mom to watch Tatiana. And it was so neat looking back. I mean, I could talk all day about this, but, you know, looking back to ask Amber, so when did the Lord deal with your heart about me? And then she'd tell me, I'm like, really, that's when the Lord dealt with my heart about you. And it was just so neat to see how the Lord, you know, worked through all that. As far as, you know, me coming here to Maguanago, I believe that the Lord wants me to come here because I see it as a stronger family-orientated church. And if the Lord is going to have me have a family, I believe this is where he'd want me, at a church where family's first. Blessed Church, they're a good church. I love my pastor. You know, they're a strong church. But they're not so family-orientated. You know, the men kind of do things separately from the family, and the children sometimes you know, aren't as involved in the ministry as, you know, as a family as a whole. And I think that's what the Lord wants for me, and that's why he's brought me here. Also, and I believe that the Lord has called me to go to BCM as well. The Lord dealt with my heart during the Holiness Conference. And it was a real blessing. So I guess that's the short version.
Well, Steve, stay here a minute. Sounds to me like you've been born again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The real thing. And so, Steve, you've been saved, and you follow the Lord in believer's baptism since you're saved.
Oh, yeah, that's something I left out. My pastor did baptize me at Southside Baptist Church. You know, my baptism means that I've decided to follow Christ in my life and that I'm dead in Christ. And that I got baptized about maybe 2 weeks after I was saved.
So. Mm-hmm. Amen. So. Amen. Great.
Right.
And so you've read our church covenant and our doctrinal statement and our beliefs, and you stand with us on the word of God.
Amen.
And by grace of God, covenant with us to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And you believe it's God's will for you to be a member of this church.
I do.
Amen. Okay. Any questions from the congregation about Steve's conversion? Desire to follow the Lord. Okay, we have a motion from the membership to receive him into the membership. Okay, Mike Pye makes the motion, second by Jeff Eka. All in favor, signify by saying aye, or raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay. The 5-minute version was pretty good.